Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You know, speaking of old names, that lady Marge Sipla, yeah. Who has spent the last several weeks collating and then typing up and color coordinating her favorite 700 speed jokes that we've told on this radio station. We Amazing. Called her and asked her if she'd join us for a minute today. Hey, Marge, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, John. It's fun to be here with you.
My goodness, Marge, what are you doing?
I know. I'm sitting here right now talking to you, but it gave me purpose, John. When you started telling the jokes, it just gave me purpose, and I started, recording them every day, and then I would play them back and write down my favorite ones.
Yeah,
and
you had to transcribe them.
And I would start... What?
You had to transcribe them. We don't post them in a written form, so to do this 700 joke project, you had to listen to them all and then play them back enough that you could write them out word for word. You had to type these up.
Yes, I did. I wrote them all out first, and then I started thinking a while ago that it would be nice to, you know, put it on the computer and have a file and so that I could share it with my family at some point as part of my legacy later down the road. And then when I heard that the anniversary was coming up, that gave me the push to get it all typed up in time for the anniversary. So I really worked at it hard the last few weeks to get it all on the computer.
I can tell you were sending us notes. Why 700? 100 is a nice round number too, Marge.
I know, but I just kept writing it. Like I said, it gave me purpose. You know, once I started on it, I just got real rigid with it and just kept running with it. So, and then when I heard that it was the 300th episode, that was exactly when I was writing my 700th joke. So it was really funny. That's why I wrote you the last time there.
So I just did a little back of the envelope math, and I think that we've told over the last 2 years to the day today, 3,846 unique jokes.
Well, I only wrote down my favorite ones, John.
Well, I'm 700 sounds high to me, Marge. I'll be honest with you.
Well, to tell you the truth, as I was going through them again, I thought, gee, this wasn't as funny as when I first wrote it down, you know.
Yeah.
So some of them I deleted as I went along.
Good.
And then I think some of them were I actually got to be repeats. But I tried to delete some. So there are some glitches in that file, but for the most part, it's not too bad. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good. We do repeat them on Fridays now just to save me a day of joke hunting. And then you color coordinated them. So there's the green batch, which are, what's the green batch?
That's for St. Patty's Day and for Easter. I wanted to do Easter in yellow, but yellow, the font didn't come out really well on paper, on the white paper. So I just put it in with the green.
Can I share your file with our listeners?
Oh, I guess so.
That pause was like her going, well, well
yeah,
I think
let me check with my agent.
So. Yeah,
something
I
for the effort
so. Yeah,
wouldn't kill you.
Really, sure, I guess so.
It's very nice what you did. I won't share any of your personal information, but and you might not even like some of these. I wouldn't have put that in there, Marge, but can I read from your, I'm not going to do them all, but among your top 10, can I just do a few?
Sure, go ahead.
This is among Marge's top 10. First 10, two ducks walking down the street. One says quack. The other one says, oh, my God, I was about to say the same thing. What's green and has two wheels? A motor pickle. I opened my fridge this morning, and I swore I saw two onions singing the Bee Gees. Then I realized it was just chive talking. Have you seen the new movie Constipation? No, it hasn't come out yet. How many flies does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Yes.
Thank you, Marge.
Good
You're
choices.
Welcome.
An explorer walking through the jungle was surprised to find a lizard on his legs telling jokes. He asked the natives about this amazing creature. They said, that's not a lizard. It's a stand-up chameleon. And the list... and it goes on. Oh, wait a minute, Marge. This is... A text has just poured in. Do you have a minute?
Sure.
847. It would have been neat if she did 720, 700... We're AM 720 WGN. If you could just throw 20 more in that file, Marge.
John, you got to look at the end of the file. I go all the way up to 771.
Whoa. You know, I didn't hit print because we only have so much toner here at WGN Radio.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Okay. Well, listen, Marge, I will let's hear it. By the way, Marge, do you have a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug?
I do not. Not yet. I would love one.
Boy, it'd be nice if your name got randomly selected tomorrow.
I was kind of hoping, John.
Yeah, well, for the effort, I think a one-pint glass or coffee mug is probably warranted here. So
I would love that.
You talk to producer Pete, and we'll sign one and send it your way, okay?
Okay, and it was really fun talking to you today, and thanks for doing this. I cannot tell you the joy and the laughter that it has brought me, and I'm sure all of your other listeners. So thank you. You and your crew do a great job. I love your show. I love being kept informed with everything that you bring up to talk about, and I feel so connected when I hear other people talking to you on the phone too. So thank you so much.
That's why we do what we do, and we can't do it without people like Marge, can we? So that's so nice of her to say. It is always a pleasure to read the jokes and notes that you all send in. Today is the 2-year anniversary of Speed Jokes, and I respond to many of you who send us jokes, but I cannot respond to all. And I know some of you are still hopeful that you will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug or the one-pint glass. We don't send them to people who have previously won. So if you hang in there, I like your chances that one day you, too, may win one of our Speed Jokes mugs. So thank you all who have sent us jokes. And thank you to producers Elif Garris, who left the station earlier this year, and Pete Zimmerman, our producer now, and Steve Grzanich and Bob Kessler in the newsroom for being among the voices you hear on our Friday replays, and to Steve Alexander, who has helped more with Speed Jokes than you know, and is the narrator for many of our jokes, starring the incomparable Dave Ennett. We could go on. He's the Babe Ruth of Speed Jokes. As I told Marge a little while ago, our estimate is that we've done 3,846 jokes since March 24th, 2020. We only have two rules. You may notice Speed Jokes. We don't explain them, and no joke can go longer than 46 seconds. In fact, the average joke speeds along in around 7 or 8 seconds. Some of you send me a joke almost every single day, and I've never met you. Many of you every week send us a joke, and some of you just once in a rare while. We've received, as you may know, jokes from 50 states and a handful of countries. All of them come with the same intent: to share a smile, to make other people happy for just a few minutes. It is our honor to be the recipient and spreader of the Speed Jokes, and like your children and mine, I do not have a favorite. If you have become somewhat famous here, the fly joke, the cheese wheel joke, Dave Ennett's tongue twisters, the pea joke, grandma cooks carrots and peas in the same pot, the joke about yardsticks, they're not making them any longer, are they, Dave?
That's the best.
So with apologies to the great jokes that I will not replay today, here are just a few that we have enjoyed. I just want to say this. Dave could have taken an early retirement. But he stayed here for us.
I wouldn't miss this for anything.
So I don't have a new batch of jokes for you today. You can see we're just sort of celebrating what our listeners have provided for us over the last couple of years. And we'll keep doing it. Here's the bad news. This music, which you're hearing now, the broadcast rights to this music end at the end of the month. So either by Monday or the 1st of April, we're going to have new music for Speed Jokes. It's ridiculous. I love this music.
So even with the express written consent of Major League Baseball?
There's a lawyer at this company that owns us somewhere saying, nope, you can't do it. By the way, while this music is ticking along, let's just throw a few more oldies but goodies at you. How many optometrists does it take to screw in a light bulb? One. How about now? Two? Two? Or one? Doctor, doctor, my friends say you're a vampire. Next, please. Facegram and Facebook and Instagram were down last night, so my neighbor knocked on my door with her dinner so we could see what she was having. Cop pulled alongside a speeding car and looked inside to see a woman knitting. The trooper yelled, "Pull over!" The woman said, "No, cardigan!" I was at the airport, and the woman said, "Window or aisle?" And I said, "Window or you'll butt." I saw a microbiologist today. He was a lot bigger than I thought. How many appliance salesmen does it take to screw in a light bulb? One, but it won't be here until after Christmas. How many real estate agents does it take to screw in a light bulb? 10, but we'll accept 8-5. Hey, Dave, you want to hear a sloth joke?
Sure.
Knock. What do you get when you cross a chicken with a fox? A fox. Okay, that's it. So round of applause to the WGN Radio listeners, to Dave Ennett, Pete Zimmerman, who put a lot of work into this today. We'll have new jokes for you on Monday, maybe with new music. Tomorrow it'll be the best of the week.